We continue while learning the Nish Mastavi ben Menachrush and Mecham Yaakov ben Perichos Eliyo. We are Menachrush, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey. The halacha is that the shiraim of the mincha, the leftover flour after the kemitzah was done, is not permitted to be eaten by the Kohanim unless the Kohen is makriv, is maktir, burns the kometz and the lavona. Both the kometz, which he took out with his three middle fingers, and the lavona, which is the frankincense. Let's say, though, someone had a machshava of pigul, of a chutzlis mano, at the time that he was maktir burning one of them, but not the other. So the Mishnah here says like this, pigil ba kometz velo ba lavona, ba lavona velo ba kometz, Rabbi Meir Omer, pigul v'chayavin olav kare. Says Rabbi Meir like this. They have a Kohen who had a machshava of pigul, of chutzlis mano, as he was burning the kometz on the mizbeach. As he's supposed to do. He's supposed to burn the kometz on the mizbeach. And at the time he was doing that, let's say he had in mind, he did that on the condition he's going to eat the shiraim of the mincha, the leftover, the flour, shelo bizmanam. But velo b'lavona. But when he was burning the lavona, the frankincense on the mizbeach, he did not have that machshava of pigul. You're supposed to burn both the kometz and the lavona on the mizbeach. Both are matir, the shiraim, to be eaten. So he only had the machshava chutzlis mano as he was burning the kometz on the mizbeach, but not when he was burning the frankincense. Or let's say balavona, velo bakometz. As he was burning the frankincense on the mizbeach, he had in mind a chutzlis mano machshava, but not when he was burning the kometz. Says Rabbi Meir, in such a case, you're still going to be chay of the korban mincha becomes pigul, and you're chay of kares if you eat from that mincha, because according to Rabbi Meir, and this is the principle that we see here, mifaglim b'chatzi matir. Even though it's only half the matir that you have the machshava chutzis mano during that time of that haktara, nonetheless, pigul can be created. So here we have two things that are matir, the shirayim to be eaten. You have to burn the kometz on the mizbech and the lavona. The machshava pigul was only during one of them, only during chatzi matir, only during part half of the matir. Nonetheless, that can render the shirayim pigul if you eat with chayiv kares. V'chachomim omrim, no, ein bo kares, ad sheifagel es kol ha-matir. According to the Chachamim, the machshav pigul has to happen during the full matir. So it would have to be during both the haktara of the kometz and during the haktara, both the burning of the lavona. Since they're both matir the mincha, machshav pigul only during one of them is only chatzi matir. And according to the Chachamim, we're not mefagel with chatzi matir. But modim chachamim l'Rabbi Meir, v'minchas chote u'v'minchas kenos, shem pigel v'kometz, shu pigel v'chayovin alav kares, sh'akometz hu amatir. Says the Mishnah something that at first glance seems to be very obvious. The Chachamim admit to Rabbi Meir that if you have a mincha where there is no lavona, you don't bring frankincense, and therefore the only thing that's matir the shirayim is the kometz, so then if you have pigul, a machshav of pigul, of chutzlis mano during the haktara of that kometz, it's going to make it pigul, because there's only one matir. What are examples of menachos, flour offerings that don't have frankincense accompanied with it? The minchas chote, this is where someone, the mincha of the one who is bringing a korban olav yored, because his dal shebadalim is very, very poor. One of those averos for which you chayv korban olav yored, he brings the flour offering, and the minchas kenos, the mincha of the sota. So here, there's no frankincense. So that's what Mishnah says, if you mefagel bekometz, it becomes pigul. And the chayiv kares, even according to the Chachamim. Why? Because here, the only thing that's matir is the kometz. Now, it's so obvious, the Gemara wonders why the Mishnah is coming to teach this to us. So the Gemara says that, in fact, what the Chachamim are coming to teach us is as follows. That yes, we know that if there's only one matir, if it's a minchas chote, minchas kenos, there's no frankincense, so of course there's going to be pigul in such a case. But that teaches us the following about the ratio, about the first case. Let's say you have the case where you have both the kometz and the lavona that are matir. So there the Chachamim said, you're not chayiv kares, you don't have pigul, because it's only a chatzi matir. Nonetheless, the Chachamim will admit that korban mincha is pasul, even though it's not pigul. Even though you had a machshav al chutzlis mano only during one of the matirin, and ein mefaglim mechatzi matir, you can't make pigul like that, it's going to be pasul anyway. Why should it be pasul? You didn't have pigul during the full matir. So the answer is it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira because of the minchas chote, What does that mean, Minchas Chote? So take our example. The Minchas Chote is where the Pigul takes place only during the Kometz. So we make a gzeira. We make a gzeira like this. According to the Chachamim, even though you need to have, to make it Pigul, you have to have in mind a Machshava Chutz L'Zmano during both Matirim, the Kometz and the Lavona. But we make a gzeira, even if you had in mind Pigul during the Chutz L'Zmano, during the Kometz only, it's going to be puzzle. Why? Because we're afraid that you may do the same thing when it comes to a Minchas Chote. And a Minchas Chote or Minchas Knos is where there's only Kometz that's a Matir. So you may think if we allow a Korban where you had a Pigol, Chutz L'Zmano, Machshava only by the Kometz and not the Levona, and we say that that's kosher because you didn't have in mind for the whole Matir, you may come to a case where there's no frankincense and have a Machshava Chutz L'Zmano during the Kometz, when you burn the Kometz, and think that it's okay. But there it would not be okay because there's only a Kometz and there's no frankincense. Not only that, the reverse is also true. Let's say you had a machshava of pigul during just Lavona, only during the burning of the frankincense. That also is going to be possible, even though it's only half the matir. As a gzera, what's the gzera? There's a case where the matir is just frankincense. Where is there a case where the matir is just the burning of the frankincense? That's the lechem aponim. The baziche levona we mentioned in the past, you have these bowls of frankincense that are burned on the mizbeach, and that allows the lechem aponim, the 12 loaves, to be eaten on Shabbos by the kohanim. So since there's a time where their pigul can happen during just frankincense, during just Lavona, we therefore make a gzer d'rabbana that even where the matir is both Kometz and Lavona, if you have in mind a machshav chutz l'zmano either during the Kometz or just during the Lavona, we're going to say that although it's not pigul, it will be possible as a gzera for cases where the matir is only a Kometz or the matir like a minchas chote or a matir is only Lavona like lechem haponim. Says the Mishnah now, Shachat Echon min ha-kvasim le'echol shtei chalos l'machar. Here we're speaking about the two kivsei atzeres, along with the kivsei atzeres, which are shlomim, but they're kachim. Kachim, we know we brought the shtei alechem, and here's the mind during, but there are two kvasim. And he shechde only one of them to eat the two chalos, the shtei alechem, tomorrow. Chutz l'zmano, that's a machshav of pigul, it sounds like. Or, hikdir echon min abazichim le'echol shnei sidorim l'machar. Or, we spoke about this matir. You burned one of the bowls of frankincense in order with in mind that you're going to eat the 12 loaves of the lechem aponim, the shnei sedarim, lamachar tomorrow, after Shabbos. That's also lachar zmano. What happens here? Rabbi Meir Omer Pigul v'chayoven olav kares. This is Pigul chayav kares. Why? Well, this is Rabbi Meir l'shitasu. This is Rabbi Meir consistent with his reasoning that you can make Pigul b'chatzi matir. And that's precisely what's going on here. What are the matirim to eat the shtei halachem, the two kvasim of atzeres? But you only had in mind when you shechted one of them that you're going to eat the two chalos tomorrow. And what is matir, the lechem aponim, the both bazichim, both bowls of frankincense? But you only had in mind a chutz l'zmano machshava during the burning of one of the bowls of frankincense. That's a chatzi matir. Says Rabbi Meir, you make kares, it's kares, and therefore the shtei halechem or the lechem aponim, if you eat them, you chayv kares. V'chachamim omrim, no, ain't pigul achi fagos kolamatir. Since the two alechem, the two lechem, or the shtei alechem are only mutter ba'achila after you shecht both kvasim, and the lechem aponim are only mutter after your maktir, you burn both bazich and both bowls of the lavona frankincense. Therefore, having a machshava pigul during the shechting of one keves, or during the burning of one of the bazich and one of the bowls, it's not pigul, because you can't be mafagel b'chatzi matir. Chachamim are consistent as well. Then the Mishnah says, shachat echam en akvasim, lechol mimenu lemachar. You shechted one of the kivsei atzeres to eat not from the shtei alechem, but to eat from that keves itself tomorrow. Chutz l'zmano, of course. Hu pigul v'chavero kosher. Says the Mishnah, it seems to be everyone's opinion, that becomes pigul, that keves, but its friend, the other keves, is kosher, because it doesn't become pigul through the pigul of the first one. And let's say you shechted one of the kevasim lechol mechavero l'machar. Here, you shechted one of the sheep, or the kifsei hatzeres, with in mind not to eat that tomorrow, where that would become pigul and not the other one. You shechted one, and you have in mind to eat the other tomorrow. So shneim kshirim, they're both kosher. Why? Because since both kvasim together are matir the lechem, together. So what are you doing now? You're being mefagel one. You're having a machshav of pigul during one of the matirim on one of the other matirim. So that's a principle known as ein matir mefagel es hamatir. You can't have a machshav of pigul with one of matirim to passel now because the other matir. That doesn't work. You had in mind now. You're not going to two kvasim matir the two the shtei halachim. So you can't have one matir. Be mefagel the matir. Can't have one carbon I have in mind during the shechting of this carbon that I'm going to eat the other carbon tomorrow. So once again, if I have in mind during the shechting of one of the kvasim, I'm going to eat from that keves tomorrow. So that keves becomes pigul, the other one does not. So if you eat the other one, you are chayv karis. You eat this one, you are chayv karis. But if I have in mind as I'm shechting keves A, that I'm going to eat keves B tomorrow, chutz lismano, that's one matir being mefagel another matir. That doesn't work. And no one holds that would work. However, we may remember that the Chachamim had held, and we learned this earlier in the Masechta, when regarding Kometz and Lavona. Now, Kometz and Lavona, they're both Matir the Mincha. So let's say a person does Kemitza of the Mincha, with in mind he's going to Matir the Lavona tomorrow. So he does make the Mincha Pigul. That was the Mishnah Aleph in this parak. Why? Because they held, if you remember, we discussed this, even though it looks like a matir is being mefagel a matir, one matir is making the other one pigul, we just said that doesn't work by the kvasim. No, kvasim are different. That's why it doesn't work, because those are two separate entities. But since the mincha, the kometz and the lavona are both in the same kli, they're considered like one matir according to the chachamim, and therefore a machshav pigul on the kometz will be effective regarding the lavona. We begin the third parak, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. HaKometz, as I'm doing, we have this basically in Masech Hezvach and Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel regarding one who shechts a korban. Here we're just going to apply it to being kometz the mincha. HaKometz is a mincha lechol davar she'ein darko lechol lahaktir, davar she'ein darko lahaktir kasher. Says the Tana Kama. Person does the kemitza on the mincha, that's the equivalent of the shechita, as we know. Within mind, he's going to eat the flour, the kohen is going to eat the flour, chutz lizmano or chutz l'mekomo. But, davar lechol, but what does he plan on having tomorrow? Davar she'ein darko lechol. He has in mind, let's say, to the kometz and the lavona, which is, normally, what do? With them? We mak to them as beach. We don't eat them. So something that normally is not eaten, he has in mind when he's doing the kemitza, he's going to eat, let's say, the kemitza tomorrow, the lavona tomorrow. Eat the kemitza and the lavona. Those are placed on the mizbeach. So he has a machshava of chutz lizmano as he's doing the kemitza, but the achilu he's planning on doing tomorrow is something that's not normally eaten. Or let's say he has in mind, I'm going to be maktir tomorrow, chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo, davar shein darko lahaktir. Let's say the shiraim of the mincha. Those are normally eaten. Those aren't placed on the zbeach. If he had a machshava, as I'm doing the kemitza, I have in mind, I'm going to burn the shiraim of the mincha, which are normally eaten, I'm going to burn them on the zbeach. So says the Tanakama kosher, that korban mincha is kosher, because that machshava doesn't pass, it doesn't make it pigul, in the case of chutz lizmano, doesn't make it pasul, in the case of chutz limkomo. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's pasul. He believes that a chutz lizmano will make it pigul, a chutz limkomo will make it pasul. Why is that? So Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll tell you why, and we mentioned this in Masech HaZvachim, because haktara, burning on the Mizbeach in the Torah, has the language of Achila as well. What does the Pasuk say? Vayikra Zayin, Vim He'achol Ye'achel Mimbisar Zevach Shlamav. Double language. He'achol Ye'achel. What do you mean the Karban Shlamim has a double Achila? Yes. V'shtei Achilos HaKasuf Medaber. The Pasuk speaking about two Achilos. Echad Achilas Adam V'echad Achilas Achila Mizevach. Two, there's the what's that? The achilas mizbeach, rather. The achila of the mizbeach, the consumption of the korban on the mizbeach, that's also an achila. And therefore, the kohen can have in mind, if he has in mind, he does the kmitza, he's going to burn something that normally is what? That normally, he's going to eat something rather that normally is burned, ein darkol echol, that's also called achila. That's not a problem. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer would say such a machshava would be possible. Apparently, both of these cases, because haktara and achila are interchangeable, and therefore this would be possible, a pigel depending on a chutzlis, a chutzlis mano. Lechol davar shad mishnah continues. Lechol davar shadakol lechol lahakter davar shadakol lahakter pachos migazayis. What happens is he has in mind, as he's doing the kmitza, he's going to eat the shirayim of the mincha, something that normally is eaten. Or let's say to be makter the komets, which is placed on the mizbeach. But each of these is less than a kazayis. Kasher, the mincha is kasher. Well, because the machshava of achilu haktara less than a kazayis, it doesn't make it possible. It's not significant at all. And therefore, it's going to be kasher. And then the Mishnah concludes, let's see, as in mind, as he does the kmitza, lechol kizai kachatzi zayis, ulahakti kachatzi zayis, he has in mind to eat a half zayis, and be makti her kazai, half kazayis, chutzes vada chutzkim kama, also kasher. Why? Together they equal a kazayis. Shein achila v'haktara mitzdarfin, because achila and haktara don't join together to make a shir kazayis. Apparently, even in Kontra B'Yezer, it sounds like, even though we may use haktara is also called consumption, we don't join together. Achila haktara, two separate things, eating the shirayim and the makta, the kometz, or the levon on the mizbeach, and if they don't join together to make kazayis, to pasul the mincha, therefore it remains kosher.